debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
Decap, are you over there, buddy?
Yeah, this is impossible.
All right, let's...
He's hurt.
All right, buddy, you're fine. You know what? You and Lummy can stop doing that now.
Oh, okay? Well, I think Lummy wants to keep doing it.
All right, well, hold on. Lummy, you... No. Decap, you're already...
You're on the IR.
You're bummed out.
Yeah, you're on the injured reserve.
You're a big time... You know, you're a humpback young boy. I don't know if a humpback young boy needs to be doing, you know, buffoonery tricks.
HBYB.
Yeah. So you can quit because it's tuckering you out, right? You gotta. Do you understand how big of a day you have today, Decap? To the point where I was just in the BRN cafeteria and there are employees that are being kind of negative towards you, saying there's no way that I'll be able to get you to do all this stuff today. And I'm like, you watch, I will.
Does he know everything that's on the menu?
Well, Decap, what do you think's on your menu today?
Cutting grass.
Yeah.
And the podcast.
Yeah, and then I threw one other thing in there. I was going to take you to the Clem Gym, which you've been.
Yeah, you guys are going to do a full workout after
not
all
a
that.
Full. No, not a full.
I can't really lift any weights right now. I have like 5 herniated discs in my lower back and 3 bulging discs in my neck.
Ooh, I got 12.
Decap, you do not.
I have an MRI report that says that.
From what?
From the MRI I had.
From that little fender bender that you had?
Yeah, it knocked out a lot of discs.
Oh, okay, but okay,
that's
buddy.
That's all from the fender bender?
That's all from the 7 mile an hour fender bender?
I had no...
What, do you got a better call Sal for your attorney?
Your spine was perfect before the accident?
I had no pain. I had no pain whatsoever.
Has this accident at 7 miles an hour caused more humping?
We hit an 18. If you look at the...
18.
If you look at the camera, on the camera, it says
18.
The speed and the date.
All right.
I mean, there is such a thing as exacerbation or aggravation of a pre-existing condition. And you could say he probably had a pretty significant pre-existing condition. If he didn't have back pain and this accident put him over the edge, there's a strong argument that the accident's the cause of it. But, you know, when you look at the guy and you know his history, they're going to defend it pretty strong, saying these are problems you would have had anyway.
Right. But they say, we got your fifth grade hump picture,
But if he wasn't in pain and he wasn't getting therapy and he wasn't getting treatment, this accident can be the straw that breaks the camel's back, you know?
Yeah.
You take everyone as you get them. The person you hit, you take them as they are.
He had no insurance.
Yeah.
Oh, you're screwed.
Yeah, that's what Jay said.
Official. Do you have UM?
I have uninsured, yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So, Lummy, you're saying, I'm sorry, Decap, you're saying that me taking you over to the gym and putting you through the ringer today wouldn't be good for your possible slip and fall willy that you got going on at 18?
I would think not.
Your high stakes Tiger Woods, like, you know, wreck.
But you can do a workout with no weights.
Yeah, you said you do the bicycle or whatever.
Well, there's a certain amount of therapy you want to do to try to get better.
Yeah.
You don't just say, you know, I've got injured discs. I've got herniated discs and bulging discs, C3 through T1, T2. And I paddled 20 miles in the last 4 days.
When I'm in walking...
I heard you had a bulging disc, Jay.
I do.
Decap. So being on the show like you are now and then... doing my podcast for about an hour. Now, Decap, do you know within my podcast that you're going to do that it's going to be kind of like, you know, hey, we think you're a big fat liar?
I had a feeling.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, we've caught you in all kinds of stuff. Like, you know, and I don't even want to really get into the truth right now.
Did he watch Let Me Investigate yet?
I hope you did. Because I might have to let you go immediately if you've not. I told
you. I watched, like, a little bit of it.
What?
Let me investigate.
You're the star of the show.
I didn't get to finish it.
Let me investigate.
How long is it, Lummy?
It's 9 minutes, I think.
Nine minutes.
You couldn't watch 9 minutes.
Hold on, and you've had a week to watch it.
All right, so I had a lot of schoolwork to do. Like, I was backed up.
Hold on.
You got kicked in the balls yesterday by Matt Riddle.
I got a perfectly good excuse.
How much of the nine minutes did you watch?
You're lazy.
Like, 2 minutes?
I can't have you around here.
How many?
Two of the nine.
No, seriously.
A minute 20 is the opening.
I'm getting ready to run you out of here, like, for good. Because, I mean, like, you're like, you won't even... All we wanted you to do was watch a video so that you were up to speed.
A nine-minute video, not like a two-hour documentary.
Yeah, that's all the requirement we had for you to be able to participate on the show today, and you have no idea. Like, come on, DCAP.
That's my mistake.
Yeah, I'm tired of your mistakes.
I was doing...
You're getting kicked in the balls by Matt Riddle.
I was doing work for two classes, and then I also had... I'm also trying to get my insurance license. So.
Oh, God.
Total, but you're telling me you didn't have an extra 9 minutes.
And this is when we talked to you on Tuesday morning.
No, I was
We talked to you on what day? Let me did we call him
Friday.
Up?
Yeah.
No. All right. So
the first time?
Yeah, when I told him to watch.
That was on Wednesday.
We called you on Wednesday and you had Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday to watch a 9 minute video, and if you fast through the intro, it's about a 7 minute and 50 second video.
You probably spend more than 9 minutes on the toilet every day.
Yeah,
you could watch it on your phone.
And you knew that this is what we were going to talk about
on
today's
show. Screen time.
We know you knew that this was going to be what we talked about. So you're coming on this show Monday, and a lot of it's going to be about how you lie and just all kinds of stupid excuses that you have. And you don't even watch the show that we're going to talk about. Let me, God bless your little heart. You'll get it one of these days, buddy.
He almost had it a minute ago.
I got it.
And look how close he is. Look how close he is.
There it is. I got it.
You got it.
But then you got to blow. Now you got to blow.
Get the hands out.
Now you got to blow until. See, as soon as you put your fingers on the side, the minute you put your fingers on the side. If you just want to, yes, Lummy.
I got it.
But you have to blow it all the way up. And Lummy, $100 cash.
Oh, wow.
If you get it by the end of when I say goodbye and we sign off the air. If you can get it by, which is about 33 minutes, $100 on a heavy partation.
Can I add 20 to that?
I hope somebody walks
Jay
in and
just
goes,
put a $20
24 in there.
I hope somebody walks in and goes, what the hell's going on here? There's condoms all over the place.
It's like the old
the
days.
Landlord comes back and goes, man, Paul and I were having a 70s party back in the day. Woo!
Studio 54.
Hopefully a raccoon doesn't get into the trash and rip open the bag. There's condoms everywhere.
PETA's back on Bubba Clam
like
because
40.
Four raccoons died over by the studio for latex ingestion.
There's 40 broken female condoms all over the place.
Imagine what the trash guys would say. Man, those guys really get after it over there. Man, they must got chicks running in and out nonstop.
And who's the guy? Because they're all broken.
And they're all
exactly.
And who would be big enough to break them this big? I mean, it had to be like a Lexington Steel kind of guy, or a donkey, or something. That's an elephant condom. I heard Bubba Clem's into elephant stuff now. What do you mean?
Oh, Jesus.
He's got these big elephant condoms. What else would they be? What else would he be into?
Oh.
Bubba Clem's now part of an elephant condom deal. He's got elephants in there. Can you imagine how much room you need when elephants have sex? Like, they'd have to have this whole building, wouldn't they, inside? I mean, think about it.
Yeah,
but think how much room you need to have when elephants start, going at it. You think they knock trees down and stuff?
I mean,
when
they
elephants
could just
are
stay
having sex,
they could stay stationary.
No, animal when it's
that's
in heat.
Broken one. I heard that one snap.
I don't think any animals in heat stay stationary. I think it's like they try to chase them down and like pin you down. It's like it's the heat deal when a girl's in heat. Not a girl,
a female.
Now, technically, when a woman has her period, is she in heat?
No, literally the opposite.
It's right before the period.
That's what the house always.
No, it's not. Ovulation is it would be when you're, quote, I guess, in heat, when you're fertile. But we have concealed ovulation, unlike our chimpanzee, cousins.
Yeah, it's concealed. All
they
right.
Show it off.
Hello. Oh,
hey,
meaning,
up,
you mean
Bubba?
We, like, in our society, menstruation is
No, we have
upon.
Concealed ovulation.
Yeah, we don't.
Like, we don't get a pink you know.
Okay. I'm sorry. I thought it was like society shuns you.
No.
Because you're ovulating.
Well, some society does.
Hello, the ovulation hotline. How may I help you?
Good morning. It's Little Purple Jersey, you guys.
What?
Ew, got on the bar.
It's Little Purple Jersey. How are you guys?
We're good.
What's up, man?
Super busy. I got a decap high spot.
Thanks for that awesome PayPal donation.
Thank you for the great PayPal on Friday.
Sure. 100%. Hey, I wanted to talk to decap real quick. It's always, I can't, I'm hurt, I can't. Stop with the negative BS.
Yeah, people are, you know what? Listen, people are over at decap. You're going to just, you know yourself right off the show. You don't even know how to work.
He's funny. He worked the whole hooker story, but it's BS with the I can't. No, it's annoying.
Exactly. Thank you. I mean, the decap, that's right from the consumer right there, buddy.
Jay, have you seen the video?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, Jay is a big time lawyer.
Jay was traveling internationally. Yeah.
Was in another country, and he's up familiar. He's familiar with the decap debunk deal.
I know exactly what it is. And
what should I do with you? Should I just throw you out of the studio now, and you never come back again?
Or you should just go watch it now, and then come back when he's done.
But that's giving him like a third and fourth chance. Like that's like not, you know, there's no tough love there. He doesn't learn anything.
But you need to do a podcast.
Everybody just kisses his ass because
the last one was real good.
Hold on, decap on your drive in this morning. What were you doing that you couldn't even listen to it?
His thinking about his lies.
Honestly, his web of
coming
lies.
From the guy putting a condom on his head.
Thinking about says the guy that's putting who's putting a condom.
Oh my god, pretty good.
Never.
Go.
Never.
You gotta hold it. Hold it there.
He's got it.
Hold it.
It's on. He's blowing it up.
Hold it in the front.
He's not holding us. He's not holding the back.
Hold it tighter.
He has to hold the back.
Hold the back. Hold the back.
You have to hold it with your palms down. You gotta hold it with your palms down. Or you're gonna puncture it. Palms down.
It's so gross.
You can't see because his front part, he's holding it with his fingers. You have to hold it with your like you're holding a hot pot.
I don't think it's gonna seal around all that hair.
Jay, my hair is so much glue.
It will seal.
That's disgusting.
It will seal, but you have to start with. You just don't have it down. Lummy, you're close. It's $120 up for grabs.
I was there. He was so close.
Jay, I have 37 lubes on me.
I got your back. I'll try again if I have
37
to.
Lubes on me.
I mean, Lummy, you got 30. I mean, it's 37 times. See, listen, decap, you think he really wants to do that, but he knows how to work. He knows that it's making great content. He didn't want to have spermicide all in his face like he does, but he's doing it.
And on my keyboard.
Because he's doing it because it's funny.
And my pencil.
You're like, no. No, I can't do it. Can't weed whack. Can't work out. Can't bake or sweat. I got a C5 with a bent rod chaser.
Can't watch a 9-minute video.
Did you watch a video? No. See, I was busy this weekend. Did you do that? No.
What did you do yesterday, decap?
No.
Were you at Matt Riddle's?
I got home from.
Did you go to Matt Riddle's yesterday?
No, I went Saturday and I got home from his house at 5 a.m. Oh, Sunday.
What'd you do all Saturday night? What'd you do all Saturday?
I was at his house.
Yeah, doing what?
Just hanging out.
You have 9 minutes to watch a video.
Being the mark that you are.
I totally forgot.
Do you have 9 minutes of Instagram?
Hold on. Did you not have enough time or did you forget?
I totally forgot.
That's different than not having time on his phone.
For real, decap, like I'm going to be honest with you, decap. Like I should just tell you to get out of here and don't come back for your inability to even care about the angles that we're cutting. Like, we got you involved in a major angle here. And, like, you could care less. When all we ask you to do is watch a video so that you're up to speed on what we're going to talk about today with you.
Jay and Cat, Bubba Army 815.
I can watch it right now.
No. I don't even want you to watch it now because if you watch it now, you're really fired. Like, I'm so mad at you right now because the only thing you had to do was watch a 7-minute video, and we had maybe four workarounds built around you today.
I totally forgot.
This major, I know. You totally forgot because you totally don't care.
I do.
Because you don't value what you have in us. Otherwise, you would have said, holy crap, I better learn this so that when, I think Bubba's got me figured into 3 or 4 segments.
I'm just confused because it's a video about him. Like, I would just be curious and want to watch it if I was him, you know?
Exactly. He's such a Matt Riddle wrestling mark that we're like his little bitch. And so I ain't doing that, decap. I'm not gonna participate in that. Like, that's ridiculous. That's so disrespectful.
Decap, did Riddle talk to you about the video?
No.
Did he talk to you about your non-virginity or your virginity you have?
So, decap, like, for real, like, I'm running you off. Like, I'm literally running you off.
We
No, like I'm running you off right now. That's called getting ran off. You just, I need you just to get your stuff and get out of here. Because I had such great, I had such a great program, a bunch of great content lined up for you. And all you had to do was watch a pre-produced video so that you could get up to speed on what we were doing. And what, I mean, what would Vince do, Blitz, if he had three high spots built into this guy? Hey, don't be a dick. Don't be throwing stuff around. Don't be throwing stuff around and
stuff.
I think
he dropped it.
Leave like a gentleman. Because if you ever want to come back, it's based on if you leave like a gentleman or not. Because you messed up. It's tough love. Follow him out, cameraman. Maybe you can get some great B-roll in the footage.
Oh, that was not the move.
Slamming the door?
Yeah. Mm.
No, that wasn't the move.
No.
I mean, we got three or four major high spots built. I'd be following him out.
Isn't there a sign on the door that says something about slamming it?
Well, when you're getting thrown. Was I wrong?
Not at all.
How much longer am I going to let just people that have one unbelievable shot on our program? I'm giving you that shot. We got three or four things, three or four workarounds we've built around you. I'm doing a whole podcast about getting in all this, and you don't even have the respect to watch. That'd be like me walking into Netflix.
For 9 minutes.
Netflix just got a three-part series on Bubba the Love Sponge.
That's like SLJ redo.
And so Netflix, hey, Bubba, we're going to send a 7-minute and 52. Actually, it's going to be on YouTube. It's going to be our YouTube. Here's the link. Watch it. Because we got three major high spots going on for you on Monday, okay? I walk into him. Oh, I didn't watch that thing. Sorry.
And you did tell him if he watches it now, he's fired, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cause that's what he's doing right now.
Yeah. Well, Rhett, quit being a pussy. Or Lummy, why don't you, Lummy? Because I told him to leave the building.
Okay.
He's so loading up the video right now.
Jet and Cat, Bubba Army, 815,000 minutes. Yes, sir.
Listen, you need to go shoot style. Tell him to grid his stuff, pack his stuff up. And get out of the building. And then escort him to his vehicle.
His brand new vehicle?
His brand new vehicle. Yeah. You might think that you're working it. And That's great. Let's see how much of a pussy Lummy is. I guess we can't really hear.
But we could see.
But we can see. Actually, you know what, Jay? It might be better that we can't hear and we can only see.
Probably better.
You can really cut a promo.
Jay, is it wrong? I mean, I'm not trying to be a dick or extra stiff today, but am I making the wrong decision?
If you ask someone to do something, especially
Lummy
for
has
content,
a condom in his
and
hand?
They don't do it, it's like your show, man.
Lummy saw the condom.
I know it's my show, but like, I mean, isn't it? I don't know if you had
compared to old Bubba, that was pretty.
The wireless mic is on, Bubba.
Okay, cool.
Lummy has a wireless mic.
Hi. Come on, decap.
Thank you.
I mean, come on. I know, but why? 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 You don't want this opportunity?
No, I do.
I know, pack it up. You got to get your cleats, get kicking, get. Let's go.
Get your cleats.
Grab your keys, grab your phone. Do you not want to be here?
I do want to be here.
I'm walking you outside.
I do want to.
But you just don't want to work?
No, I want to.
All right, you got to go. Let's go.
And don't come back.
Don't come back, kid.
No. Bubba says don't come back.
Bubba says don't come back. Decap, you just blew a huge opportunity.
I do want to work.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Ew, he's so sweaty.
Why don't you want to do anything that Bubba's asking you to do?
I said I'll do it.
Lummy's multitasking. He's still working a condom while he's doing this.
No.
Why didn't you watch
it? It's unbelievable.
Honestly, I totally forgot.
How much porn did you watch this weekend?
A lot. Good question. What a question. Lummy investigates.
So you had time to watch, what, 3 minutes of porn every day?
Like 10 minutes every day.
This is the time to lie, decap.
Ask him about his humpback. It looks real humpy today.
Wow. Okay.
Ask him, Lummy. How's your humpback?
It looks real humpy today.
Is your humpback?
Let's go.
Let's go.
No.
The camera's going to cut out right about now.
Okay. Your back looks real humpy.
Stay right there. Stay right there.
Lummy looks awfully sweaty.
Oh, yes.
Look at his back.
Don't come back.
Just hang on the car for a little.
What?
Don't come back. Don't look at Jay's car. Say, don't look at Jay's car.
You better tell him, Lummy.
What?
Lummy, the headphones might not reach out there.
Oh, okay. You know what? I would prefer you do, Lummy, as I would rather. I'd prefer him to put himself between him and Jay's car, and then, like, if he tries to hit Jay's car, that you get in between.
Oh, okay.
and yeah, say, get in between, and you can stop his car. That's
Jay,
a good idea.
Jay will write you a check on the spot if you save his right, his left side
right,
door.
Dude, Lummy is massive when you see him.
Oh,
next
I know
to him.
He's huge.
God, he's Jibby-o. Huge.
He's 6'8". Six, eight.
Six, eight. Hit his head on the door.
Don't hit Jay's car. It's nice.
Just stand between him and Jay's car. So he hits you instead
Don't
of Jay's car.
Don't hit my
car.
Truck. Well, hit my truck, actually. You have insurance.
Hit my truck before you hit Jay's car.
Come on. You got it. Don't hit me. I. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I mean.
Jay's no. You're good. Go.
Open the gate up for him.
Back up anymore? Wait, do you have a remote? Do we need your remote back?
What? Do you have a gate clicker?
I don't know if
he does. Didn't want you to hit Jay's car.
He tells
I know,
him,
we're just making sure.
Hey, Jay, at least we got your car all handled.
I'm more worried about your content.
I am.
I'm worried about the car.
No, I'm worried about that fender.
If I could have watched that 9 minutes and helped you do a podcast, I would have done it.
Okay, good.
All right, let me come on back in.
Good job, Lum. As the
is that condom ready?
Is the human car shield.
You can probably turn off the wireless now, Bubba.
All right. Now, if... You know, if I was overly, I guess I probably should ask Anna because she's not old school at all. She's like, give everybody a chance. I don't believe in prisons and all the other things.
She's not that at all.
Interesting, but okay.
But no, that was, you're not. That was one of our conversations.
No cash bail, are you?
So.
I didn't think so.
So, you know, you are like the softest of, I'm old school, Jay's old school.
I can be a sensitive soul.
So what do you think about me just saying, get out of here? Like, what do you think? Was it too much?
It wasn't. I think I'm just disappointed in him because I really wanted another Clem Cap. I wanted Clem Cap 2 because Clem Cap 1 was so good that I just wanted him to stay because I wanted more content. But that was more for selfish reasons, not so much because I think you did the wrong thing. I think you did the right thing.
Yeah.
But I really wanted another podcast today.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it would make the podcast easy, but I mean, just like.
It always disappoints me when people are given an opportunity by you and they just squander it.
But I think, Jay, that's kind of the attitude of the younger generation.
But let's not forget, it was watch a video that's 9 minutes long that's about you.
Right.
True.
Right.
Like, oh, you can't do that.
The way you
bust
kids these days is just look at their screen time. You could have just looked at his phone, and I bet you he has hours and hours of the most useless, mindless things on his phone, and he doesn't have 9 minutes of what he should do to work.
Like I have right here on my notes, decap. Podcast, Lawn Dog, Clem Jim.
Three things.
I had three things that I wanted to build around him.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, to me, not watching and preparing for what we're going to do shows that you don't care about my distribution or you don't think that I'm worthy enough to be able, like, it kind of like makes me feel like you think I'm a joke.
It's such a slap in the face because it really was no work on his part at all. All he had to do was passively watch a video.
Right.
Decap's back. He just sent me a text and says that he's really, really sorry.
He
wants another chance.
No.
Okay.
What can he do to get back in your good graces?
No. The only thing that will heal will be time.
Okay.
And that will be when
next Monday.
It took no Blitz. If you were to think about how long, hold on. If you were to think about how long it's taken me to even give Tuttle a chance to be on the air one time a month.
It's been like a year?
Maybe longer.
It's been longer.
Been like a year and a half.
Yeah.
Like what? Like October of 19.
Something like that. Yeah.
I got a
so you know tell Decap you know.
No.
The time keeps ticking. It's when I get over it. When I get over what he did and how he disrespected me and what he showed me, what he thinks about our show and the importance of creating content, he showed me what I need to see. I don't want to give that guy. I don't want to give that guy a push.
Can we bring him back so I can feed him?
I gotta let me investigate.
I need to feed him, Bubba.
Sure, you. I got a deadline.
I'm not bringing him back.
Maybe that's the. Maybe you know, the key to getting back in is he has to eat 10,000 calories.
Well, I'll tell you this. He
probably wouldn't even do that either. He'd probably cry about that.
Yeah, and I even got chain mail.
Yeah, I got her gloves right here. Her chain mail gloves.
Chain mail?
Yeah. Yep.
Like a knight?
Yeah. Jay, what would you do? Because they're saying we've built all this programming around. To me, it makes me feel like, oh, if we can't put together anything else funny unless we have this decap crutch. To me,
You know what I've been watching, even when I was down in Costa, is you're crushing it. You're still doing everything, and your show has missed not a beat. And so that guy doesn't define your show. He just missed an opportunity to do three high spots in one day. You know who would die for that? Danny. Yeah.